Answering Mormons Questions by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson deals with 36 commonly asked questions by your LDS friends and neighbors. It's a great resource for Christians who want to share their faith with friends and loved ones. Be sure to pick up your copy today at your favorite Christian bookstore. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Are you looking for a crash course on Mormonism? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, since Mormonism Research Ministry was founded back in 1979, we've always had basically two purposes that we wanted to accomplish as a ministry. Naturally, one, we want to minister directly to members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We do this by conducting outreaches on the streets and, of course, fielding email questions that members may have, talking to them over the phone and counseling sessions and things like that. But we also want to educate the body of Christ. And I would say, Eric, that is probably, in my opinion, just as important as trying to reach out to the LDS people, because in doing so and educating people about the teachings of Mormonism, one, we do a lot of preventive maintenance. In other words, an individual that may be interested in joining the LDS church after they learn just a few simple facts about Mormonism, many times no longer have any interest in joining. This has been a problem for even Mormon missionaries, because when they talk to a potential convert, an investigator as they call them, it's not unusual for that investigator, excited about this newfound church and faith that they've discovered, to go online to find out more about it. And naturally what happens is they don't always land on churchofjesuschrist.org, which is the official website of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But many times they'll land on a website like ours or other ministries that are concerned about the eternal welfare of those who are involved in this organization. And so we want to have information on our website that hopefully will not only inform them, but encourage them as well in knowing more about this church. Because we're not trying to hide the fact. We want people to understand as much as possible what this organization believes, because we feel, you've probably heard me say this many times on this show, we feel personally that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a bad product. And the more you know about a bad product, the less you're going to be interested in getting involved with this bad product. But you have come up with what's known as the crash course on Mormonism. And I want to talk to you about that, because I think it's going to be a very good resource for people who probably don't have a whole lot of time to study this in-depth doctrine. And so you've put in this project information that we feel is going to be beneficial for the body of Christ. Why don't you give us a brief introduction?
Well, let me just say, Bill, that we have been criticized in the past. In fact, recently somebody wrote us and said, why do we have to be so negative? Why can't we be positive? And my response to somebody who says that is, well, we are positive. We want to not only reach out, as you mentioned, to Latter-day Saints, but a lot of our work is going to be dealing with the Christian community. That's why we go to churches. That's why we have this radio show. We have over 2,000 broadcasts since 2011, and we're putting these on Christian stations because we're trying to inform Christians, and we've written a number of books. So we very much have a dual purpose, but much of our work is doing the research that our name has, Mormonism Research Ministry.
Now, this crash course on Mormonism, basically you call it Crash Course Mormonism. It has its own URL, and that is Crash Course Mormonism, one word, .com.
Right.
Now, that'll take you to what we're going to talk about today and for the next several days. Why don't you give a basic overview of this? Because what you've done is you've broken it down into seven categories. How many articles are among those seven categories?
Well, I wrote a total of 30 articles, and what my main purpose here was to equip the saint, somebody who doesn't know very much about Mormonism. And if you go on our website and you type in, for instance, pre-existence, we have articles on pre-existence that's included in other kinds of articles, but we didn't really have an article that was just plain old, this is what pre-existence is, and to keep it in a short order, I'm trying to keep each of the articles around 1,000 words, to use a lot of the prominent church leaders, the standard works, the church manuals that are officially correlated, and trying to do my best to not have too much of my writing, but rather a lot of the writing. I got a lot of the quotes, Bill, from your book in their own words. We use that regularly on this show, the catalog of quotes. And so I took a lot of those quotes and have included those, seven or eight, whatever it took to be able to explain in their own words what each of the doctrinal teachings were all about.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the impression that I got when I look over your outline and when I look over the articles themselves, this is kind of an intermediate type course. It's more than a mere glossary definition, because right. We've had those on our website for years. And it's not quite as in-depth as what we may put in one of our books. So it's kind of in the middle. So if you don't have a whole lot of time, but you want to have a pretty good handle of what the LDS Church has taught on a particular issue, then this would probably fit the bill. Is that correct?
Exactly right. And wanting to give as much information as I could in short order without having to read 20 pages worth of material. And we certainly could write 20 pages on any of the topics. But what I tried to do in each article was in the first paragraph just basically explain what the teaching is. And then I would use the quotes from the leaders, from their scriptures, as I mentioned, from their curriculum in the best way possible. In fact, I'm going to say probably about 70% of everything written in there are just quotes that the church has said, this is what we have taught, this is what we continue to teach. At the end, I would include a paragraph or so and say, well, here's what Christianity teaches. I didn't get very deep with it because I think for a lot of Christians who are going on here, they hopefully know a lot about what they believe to be able to say, I already know what I believe about this, but what does the LDS Church have to teach on it? So I include maybe a quote from somebody, maybe some verses. Also, I like to list whenever possible some of the verses used by Latter-day Saints in that particular issue with responses and links to other articles we have. But you're right, we do have short definitions. If you go to mrm.org/A-Z, we have all of these short definitions there, but we didn't have anything like this. And then also, at the end, I tried to include a video. Most of the videos of these 30 articles that I put together were produced by God Loves Mormons, which is a local organization out of a church in Utah.
Yeah, we should mention, that's a good friend of ours, Pastor Rich Sanford from the Mission Church. We have a very close working relationship with the Mission Church. In fact, that's where Aaron Schaffelwalloff attends church.
Yeah, and Bradley Campbell also is part of that. And they have probably about 30 different videos on their site. You can go to YouTube and look at them. You can go to our website, mrm.org/videos. And at the very bottom, we have a listing of all of the videos they have done. They've covered a wide variety of topics, including many of the ones that I am going to cover in Crash Course Mormonism.
And I might mention, they do quality work. This is not just some sloppy venture that they did on a whim. These are well done, well documented, and I would strongly encourage anybody who's interested in these topics to go check out those videos.
I also have at the end an article or two that talks further about the topic at hand. But again, a person could do as much research as he or she wants to, but this article is meant to be 10 minutes in length, having them go through it, catch a few ideas. So when they talk to their Latter-day Saint friend and they did not understand, for instance, grace, they were using the word grace. What is grace according to Mormonism? Well, in that chapter, we talk about 2 Nephi 25:23. We talk about what Mormonism says is grace, an enabling power, and the difference between that and what Christianity teaches. The categories, Bill, for this series, CrashCourseMormonism.com. I start off with issues of beginnings. We're talking about things like creation, preexistence and the great apostasy. In fact, later this week, let's talk about that chapter, the great apostasy. And I think that's important for Christians to understand, a basic idea. Second section, issues of authority. I want to talk about what does Joseph Smith mean in Mormonism, and scripture and priesthood. These are all issues of authority. And so those chapters are underneath that category. The third section, issues of the Godhead, certainly the God the Father, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, and even the virgin birth are discussed there. My biggest section is issues of salvation for good reason. There's just so much involved when it comes to salvation. So we talk about the difference between a sin and a transgression in Mormonism, or the atonement, because Latter-day Saints love to talk about the atonement, or covenants and commandments, forgiveness and grace. Those are all chapters underneath that section. Then the issues of church ordinances and practices, including water baptism. What is water baptism in Mormonism? Very clearly, it's baptismal regeneration. You have to be baptized in hopes of being able to go to one of three kingdoms of glory. They have the sacrament every Sunday. That's talked about. Temples. And finally, issues of the afterlife. What happens after we die? Because in Mormonism, the common phrase is, we know the answers before, during, and after this life. Where did we come from? Why are we here? And where are we going? And so in Latter-day Saint theology, they have a very good idea of where people are going to end up. One of three kingdoms of glory. There's an intermediate state before then, and outer darkness for the sons of perdition and Satan and his angels. But I think all of these are going to be helpful for people to just get a basic grasp on what Mormonism is all about.
If I might add to something that you just said, yeah, the church has a theology for where people should be going. But what's amazing is when you ask the individual Latter-day Saint, where are you going to be going after you die? That becomes a whole nother issue. And I think if you understood clearly, for instance, the issue of salvation, you're going to see why it's difficult for a Latter-day Saint to have the assurance as to where they are going in the next life. And this is why it's important, and we've said it many times on this show, to be very precise in how you ask questions of the Latter-day Saint. You don't want to, for instance, go up to a Latter-day Saint and ask them, as you probably could with a secular person who may have no religion whatsoever, and ask a question like, are you going to heaven? A Mormon could easily answer yes to that question, because in Mormonism, there's three basic destinations where a Latter-day Saint could possibly end up. But do they know for sure where exactly they're going to end up based on their present spiritual condition? See, that becomes a whole nother topic.
Bill, this is completely free. CrashCourseMormonism.com, which is a link going onto our page. We have created this for anybody who would like to learn more about Mormonism. If you're somebody who's listening who doesn't know a whole lot, I would encourage you to go visit CrashCourseMormonism.com. Bill, this week, let's talk about some of the chapters that are here and give an understanding of the basic ideas of some very important doctrines.
And so this week, we're going to do just that. We're going to look at some of the categories that Eric has included in this course, and I think you're going to find it very worthwhile.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.